Hello and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people featuring Real World R.
That's me.
Millennial Chris. Wait, that's me. And not so silent Bob.
I'm still here.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In today's episode, we're talking about, have you ever had an unlikely wish come true?
This is fun, but we have to introduce our cool Gen Y today. So Chris is our producer of the show.
Production guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Production. Chris is the producer of the show.
I do the audio things.
And he's not wearing black, so this is cool.
Oh, not today. No, there's no cameras.
That's right. So we decided to bring him on the other side of the mic for this season. So we're happy to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me in the normal space start and the end.
He's lucky that he's millennial or else he might not have made it.
That's right. Then I wouldn't be here.
Right. You got in by default, Chris. You're the right generation.
That's my whole goal and everything I do by default.
Right. But the other thing that always happens is we're doing our recordings and we see Chris just shaking his head and nodding. And then we have like our post-production and he's like, yeah, I had this thought about this. I'm like, oh, that would have been good for the show. So we thought it would be cool to bring you in on the other side. So welcome to the other side.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right.
I'll go first. So the question is, have you ever had an unlikely wish come true? Yes. Oh, I got more to say.
I hope so.
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah.
So this is going to shock you too, I think. My unlikely wish that came true is getting married. So, and I'm going to rattle off some statistics. So from the 2020 census, only 30% of African Americans were married compared to 48% of all Americans. Half or 50% of African Americans have never been married compared to 34% of all Americans. And African Americans are the least married of any major racial or ethnic group in America, according to the 2020 census. And so I got to my 20s, and I talk about being invincible in my 20s in another episode this season. But you don't think about it. I don't think I thought like the world was my oyster and every man that I wanted, I could have. And I'm so humble. And so in my 20s, you know, I didn't think about, you know, that I would struggle with getting married. And then my 30s hit and I'm like, okay. And then I hit my 40s. And it was just one of those things that really became a wish, because I just, as I got older, I just didn't know if it would happen. And so I think that would be my unlikeliest wish that has come true. And I even dated through a dating app, and I signed up for a 1-year subscription, and I survived 6 months, and I said, I can't do this. This is not how it's going to happen. And so for those of you who don't know, I actually ended up marrying my husband that I married in 2021. We've known each other for over 20 years. We used to work together. And so we kind of just circled back. We've always been friends. And then we just kind of reconnected right before COVID. And the rest is history. But I will say that statistically, I mean, the odds are stacked against me. And so it really became an unlikely wish that I hoped that would happen for me, but I wasn't sure if it would.
Yeah, but getting hitched to a friend, that's important. I think that's the best way to go.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's my unlikely wish that's come true.
I'm kind of
curious. Chris, would you like to?
Well, I'll go next because it's actually related. It's related. We actually got married the same year.
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. 2021 for me as well, if I'm correct.
When in 2021?
September.
Okay. I was June. Okay.
You
very
beat
cool.
me. Yeah.
So you say you were curious?
I was curious because I've known you for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And since I've known you, like, you've been on the PhD track almost the entire time. So, like, my perspective is, like, Dara's very focused in, like, work, career, like, really mm-hmm. in that world. Do you feel like that's kind of, has that been a thread throughout your life, or is it just kind of this period of your life?
This is interesting because I was actually having a conversation with Derek, my husband, maybe last week or so. I didn't meet my dad till I was 30. And then my mom died. It's been 20 years. So I was 30 at the age of 30. I really just had to fend for myself. And so I think subconsciously, I made a decision very early that I have to figure this out. No, there's no going home to live with someone. And so I think that that has driven my life in the background is that I have to accomplish things. I have to make sure that I'm self-sufficient and taken care of. And so I think that has been a narrative that I just realizing at the age 50 that was really happening in the background of my life. I was at a, you know, I would say even over the past decade, even when I started the PhD, I was at a season of my life that the accomplishment wasn't greater than the relationship or having a companion or seeking that. So if it meant that I had to move from this area and set down a PhD, I would have done that. I think that I would have done that for a meaningful relationship.
Yeah. So my unlikely wish is also related, at least to the terms of my marriage. My unlikely wish is that to get married in a copper mine.
Mm.
And
You did that.
I did. My wife was very, I'm surprised, but I guess I shouldn't be. But yeah, we got married underground at the Quincy.
I remember seeing pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So why copper mine? Like, what was that about, Chris?
So my family's been here for generations.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the family house that, to my knowledge, since it was built in the 1890s,
wow.
has been in the family.
It's That's
some
awesome.
Version of the family has lived there. So, like, there's rooms that I know so-and-so was born in or so-and-so died in.
Wow.
And growing up, it's like, well, what was this weirdness over here? Well, that was Great Uncle Roof, and he did this thing, and they dug out the basement, and that's why it's weird right here. It's like, okay.
All the stories.
Yeah. And so, like, with that, that's one part of my identity that if you would have told me that when I graduated high school, I would not have thought would be really entrenched in me, but it's really become a foundational part of me is that sort of lineage and relating to the world that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very grateful that my wife was on board with it. She saw it more as a novelty. For me, it's like another way for me to connect to the heritage of the area.
And I think that's what's special about the Copper Country, about this local area. It's just, you know, you connect with it in such a special way. You know, I've been here for over 10 years, and it's just such a special connection. So I think that's pretty cool. And your wife is from where?
From Grand Rapids.
Okay. All right. Very cool.
Yeah.
Downstate, a troll.
Yeah.
A troll.
Yeah. I had to go halfway across the world to meet a troll. Because we met in Japan when we were studying there.
Is that right?
Oh, man,
yeah.
I didn't know that part of the story either.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she must have been at Michigan. No. What school was she?
She was at Grand Valley.
Grand Valley. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Studying French, and then we both did a language program in Japan, and we were there at the same time.
Nice.
So you
That's
speak,
a great
you
story.
Japanese.
You romanced her in Japan.
Yep. Yeah.
And
I
that,
do.
The program was it's an intensive. It's so interesting because I didn't necessarily recruit Chris But I supported him to go to study abroad. Yep. So that's how old I am.
Yeah, that's how we first met. I mean, yep. That's around the time we first met because you were over there at that time.
Yep. When you were director of international programs.
Yeah, when I was, I don't even know if I was director at that time. I think I was doing a recruitment for study abroad. Mm-hmm. And
Interesting. Nice to know that about you. Interesting situation. I guess it's my turn, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've been blessed with a lot of wishes coming true, but unexpected wishes, much more rare. And one of them, I think I talked about it on another episode, so I'm not going to go into it a lot. It's just that I wanted to always go down the Colorado River. I wanted to go down through the Grand Canyon.
Colorado River story. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I didn't get to do that. It was the Cataract Canyon, but it was still the Colorado River. And that was really something. I never expected it to happen. It happened. But
what made that special? What made that a wish for you?
Well, I just didn't think it would ever happen. I didn't think I would be able to pay for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's not like I had that kind of money. Mm-hmm. And it was just like the whole family got together and they all pitched in. Both sides, I mean, not just my close immediate family, but also some of the extended family all pitched in. And
It
became a guy thing. You know, I went with my son and my son-in-law and his dad and his brother. It was five guys.
Awesome.
And it was great. It was a great experience. But the thing that really was unexpected, and I never thought, I didn't know if it would ever happen, is I'm first born in this country. So my dad came from Poland. Mm. His dad, of course, came from Poland too, before him. And I knew that I had a family in Poland. I did have some background material. I mean, I remember that my aunt and my grandmother would always correspond back and forth, but I don't speak Polish. I mean, I heard a lot of it, so I'm pretty good with accents because all my life I've heard a different accent in my head. Mm-hmm. And we finally decided we're going to try to do this. And so I got some of the old letters from a cousin of mine. And it told me what town it came from and stuff like that. And I happened to, just luckily, there was a Polish professor at Michigan Tech who was willing to go ahead, and he went above and beyond. Uh-huh. He did the contacting. He was able to go ahead and find my family. It was just amazing that he went through the school systems.
That's awesome.
In that area. And so he actually put me in contact with that family. And we went to Europe. Spent a whole month traveling around Poland and a few other places.
Meaning you and your brother.
My brother came with. Yeah, my brother came with. And it was just, to this day, I still have contact with with that Polish family.
That's awesome.
Because they speak English, thank God, because I wouldn't be able to understand them otherwise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been, that's just a really wonderful thing. And I'm trying to make sure that my kids and other relatives maybe can make that connection when I'm not around. I hope they don't lose that connection.
And you have stuff documented. Do you use like some sort of, that's my stomach, y'all, sorry. Some sort of like ancestry documentation or no?
Not really. I mean, but when I went there, we talked about it all. I mean, I was able to go to a church. One of the people took us to the church where my father was baptized. They had the whole records, baptized when my grandfather was married, and goes beyond that, back to that.
Yeah.
I actually found out that probably my family came from the southern part of Germany, and they migrated to the southeastern part of Poland, which has always been interesting. My grandmother always wanted me to marry Polish. Mm. That was her big thing, you know, and of course it didn't happen. And then it turns out that she may not be really Polish either, heritage-wise. I'm so glad it happened.
Yeah, and to do it with your brother.
Yeah, I would
really
love to
awesome.
Go back, but it's probably not going to happen. Yeah. But that's another one of my wishes
it's
that maybe
wish.
I don't think is going to come true. We'll see what happens.
Well, I think the happy note is that wishes do come true.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.